Last night, Barrington Stage Company began its run of Mark Hamaletti's hilarious 1960 French farce, Boeing, Boeing. Performances go through August 3rd. The play won a new generation of fans with a critically acclaimed award-winning Broadway production in 2008. At Barrington Stage, Boeing, Boeing stars Deborah Jo Rupp, known for her television roles in That 70s Show and That 90s Show. At BSC, she starred in Ring Round the Moon, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Laramie Project, and starred in the one-woman show Becoming Dr. Ruth. While we discuss that production, this interview was recorded just days before Dr. Ruth Westheimer passed away at the age of 96. Boeing Boeing brings us to Paris in the swinging 1960s, where Playboy Bernard, with help from his housekeeper Bertha, helps a rotating group of flight attendants on standby, but with the arrival of long-lost friend Robert and the new Boeing jet, Bernard's plans do hit some turbulence. Deborah Jo Rupp says it is a farce, it can be dense, and sometimes it's hard for even the actors to know what the hell's going on, which she admits is a bit unusual.
Yes, that's highly unusual. I would say that probably never happens. But that's where we are right now. That's where we are. We will eventually figure it out. But I think we're kind of at the place now where, well, we need to get on stage because we haven't been on stage yet. We've been rehearsing in a room, and there's levels and there's a lot of doors. So we need to get on stage. But we're very close to meeting an audience response now for the timing.
When it comes to the timing of a farce like this, it's so important. And once you get that audience in, does it come right away, or does it take a performance or three to figure that out?
Well, the thing that I love about theater is the audience. And you learn from the audience the story they're following. And sometimes it's not the story you think you're doing. They glom onto something, and that's their story. And so they will laugh at things that you go, what? That's not funny. What? And then that informs you, and you go, oh, this is the story they're following. And so you put yourself into that story, and it takes off. But you can't do that until you have an audience, until you know, because in the beginning, kind of everything is important, kind of equally important. And an audience tells you what is important. It's so fun. It's just, oh my God, it's my favorite thing. My favorite thing.
And once you have it over the run, you're going to be in this through August 3rd. Give us a sense of, as time goes on, but still, every time you go out, it's a different chemistry, not only with the cast, but with the audience.
Yes, every audience is different, and they will laugh in different spots, and they will get quiet in different spots, and that's just what makes it so fun. It's just really fun, and there are times when, like in a farce, it has to be timed. It's so precise. And there are times, because we're all human, where it just gets mucked up. And then it takes you just a little tiny bit to get it back on track. But the mucking up part makes me laugh out loud backstage. I laugh so hard when someone messes up. I love it, unless it's me, and then I'm pissed off. But when it's other people, I just laugh out loud. And then trying to fix it, it's all part of the fun of it. It's all just part of the fun.
So it's Boeing Boeing, and when you try to describe what the show is about, that can be a little bit difficult because it's so easy with that one line of where you have Bernard, this playboy, who has you as the housekeeper, and you're keeping this rotating group of flight attendants on standby.
Kind of, and then his friend visiting from Wisconsin. I would just add that in.
Yeah,
there.
Robert. Who then?
Yes.
And then the new Boeing jet.
And the new Boeing jet, yes.
Yeah.
With the much faster turbo, yes.
So there is a lot going on, and as you stated earlier.
Well, and also, on top of all of that, it's the 1960s.
Right.
So it can't help but be fun. and colorful.
Well,
and fast. Very fast, Joe. Very fast.
Look at you playing with all the decades. The 60s, the 70s,
know,
the
right?
90s. That's great.
I know. I know. It's fun. It's really fun.
You know, it seems to me just a testament to your skill and work of being as successful as you have been for as long as you've been successful in television and in comedy, and the work that you continue to get, that 90s show on Netflix now, of course, that 70s show. I mean, that really, it seems like quite a marvelous way to have a career.
It's kind of, and I have the Marvel thing is coming out now too, the Agatha.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a late bloomer. Nobody knew who I was until I was like my mid-30s. It just took me forever. I was a bookkeeper for a really long time, and I just took acting classes until somebody said, oh, she can act. It just took forever. And I say this once in a while. I teach a little class, and I just say this to my students. I say, just keep going. Just keep going, and just be ready. You're going to get your chance, but be ready for it. And that's what happened to me, and I got a chance in my mid-30s, and then pretty much I was ready, and then I just went. And I'm in my 70s now, and I've never worked so much in my life.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get very tired, and I go, now why couldn't I have had this in my 20s? Because then I could have handled it. But it's just, your journey is your journey. You never know.
And you're handling this wonderfully, right? I mean, you're handling this just as it comes. And,
I think it's because I love it so much.
Yeah.
I just really do. I just love it so much. I love it. And I love, I've done some wonderful things at Barrington Stage. And it's just such an opportunity for me. I'm very grateful to this theater. Very grateful.
You as Dr. Ruth. one of my favorite. Marc St. Germain. Bless him.
It was an honor. It was just an honor. Yeah.
And you were with that pretty much for the full ride, right?
I started it at Barrington, and then I took it to Hartford, and then I took it into New York. Yeah. And then I had a very similar journey with The Cake.
Right.
And that started, that actually started in L.A., but Barrington got me on the East Coast and then into New York. I've just been very fortunate. Really fortunate. I have no idea why, Joe. I have no idea. I mean, I couldn't repeat this. I couldn't. I don't know. But I've been really lucky. Really lucky.
Well, you say you don't know why, but it's talent. I think it's getting along with others, like ability, being open to things.
Maybe. Yeah. I know a lot of talented people that just didn't get a break, too. So I don't know.
You
have to be in the right place at the right time, and I don't know how you know that. I don't know. One of them, and I was lucky.
When they come back to you, like, to do that 90s show, did you say, oh, let's just leave it where it was? Or were you excited to take on a new chapter of that?
When they came to us, it was a Zoom meeting, and it was right at the height of COVID. And people were isolated, and, the world was just kind of not right. And I just went, oh, my God, I would love to do that. Because I knew it made people happy. And really, quite frankly, it got me out of the house. So I know Kurtwood and I were really happy. I mean, we were really nervous about it. But 70s Show didn't catch on. It took quite a while for 70s Show to catch on. People forget that. I think we're right on schedule here with 90s. I think we're a little ahead of the game, actually, with 90s.
And you have an executive producer credit in that,
I
too.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of that.
That's nice. So, I mean, you have some say in what goes on with you and your
character. I'm not sure I would go that far, Joe. I don't know that I would go that far. But you know what? I have the credit. It's lovely. It's nice. I'll take it.
Well, it's good to put on the card. Sure.
I think Netflix kind of does its own thing, but that's okay. That's all right. They do very well by us.
But and you're happy with how that turns out week in, week out. I mean, it was sort of a very much a different animal than being on a commercially broadcast network.
It's actually very similar because it's the schedule is quite the same, and the beauty of it is we have a live audience.
Yeah.
Every week. So that's like, that gives me the kind of the theater part of it. It's an excellent job, Joe. I highly recommend it.
And as far as Agatha All Along, and that is just seems like it's going to be great fun.
I really hope so because I had such a good time shooting that, and Catherine is so good in it. Patti LuPone is in it. See, I don't know how they edited it. I don't know because I don't like to watch myself. I haven't watched it, but I think it has the potential to be just amazing, amazing.
Well, it's Agatha All Along and Marvel Studios, so very, very cool. In the meantime, Boeing at Barrington Stage Company, and you'll be having a lot of fun through August 3rd. I believe September 18th is when Agatha All Along starts on Disney Plus.
Yes.
And the fine folks at Marvel, Disney Plus. And then, of course, you can always catch that 90s show on Netflix. So all good stuff.
Yep.
Deborah Jo Rupp, it's always fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for being with us. I can't wait to see you.
Completely my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Be well. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks.
Deborah Jo Rupp stars in Boeing, running through August 3rd. At the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You can find out more information by going to their website, barringtonstageco.org. barringtonstageco.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.